Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. Hope you're all doing great today, and thank you for making Tech It Out a small part of your day. Thrilled to have you along, whether you're listening in on your favorite local talk radio station, or perhaps you subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform like Apple or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Audible, and so on. I hope you enjoy this show that aims to break down geek speak into street speak. We have a packed show for you today. We're going to kick things off for sports lovers. We're going to chat with Fubo TV about what's new from them, the popular streaming service, and all the FIFA World Cup and other content they've got this year. After that, it's tax time, and so you got to be careful about scammers who are looking to defraud you, especially this time of year with phony IRS messages and so on. And so we're going to chat with LifeLock, the identity theft protection service, about what's going on, as well as a huge data breach with another company that we're going to get to, and you may be a victim of that. And finally, you've probably heard in the news a lot these days about Meta and Google having trouble in the courts, that these social media platforms are just too addictive. And so we're going to hear about a refreshingly different social media platform called Tribella. And so they're going to be on the show this hour and a lot more on a brand new Tech It Out powered by Norton and Visa, two companies that protect you in slightly different ways. And I'll expand a little bit more on that shortly. But let's officially kick off a brand new show with our first interview. Sports lovers, listen up. We're going to hear all about Fubo today. Of course, a popular sports-centric streaming service that you may not be watching yet. But even if you are, even if you have Fubo, we're going to hear some things you may not be aware of tied to the platform and what's new as well for this year. Who better to chat with about this than Yale Wang? He is Executive Vice President and Head of Marketing at Fubo. Thanks for joining us today, Yale. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Mark. My pleasure to be here.
It's going to be a big year for sports. So great timing. And with that in mind, I think it's fair to say, and please challenge me on this, when most people think of streaming services, like video services, they likely think of movies and TV shows. But sports is an increasingly popular category as well. Is that fair? And with that in mind, tell us about Fubo.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair, Mark. So Fubo is a leading sports-first live TV streaming service. So we aggregate more than 400 live sports and news and as well as entertainment networks. And subscribers on Fubo can watch over 40,000 TV episodes, but of course all their favorite leagues. So Fubo has the top four leagues, the NFL, the MLB, the NBA, and the NHL, along with a host of college sports.
Oh, wow. All right. So both live streaming as well as on demand.
That's right. And in terms of on-demand, Fubo users can DVR and record any live events, so they don't have to be in front of their TV. Maybe they're busy, maybe they're shopping. But also in terms of on-demand, we have a bunch of movies and TV shows that folks can watch as well.
Okay, great. So it's a sports first, I think you put it, streaming service. So that's the overwhelming majority of your content, or at least what Fubo is best known for. But there's also news and entertainment programming as well. But as a sports lover, so you've mentioned some huge leagues here. We're talking NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA. Is there one sport in particular that you think Fubo is best known for?
Well, Fubo does have a pretty wide variety of sports. We don't only focus on a particular league.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a fan of the NFL, we certainly have a wide variety of coverage, not only the AFC conference and the NFC conference, but also Fubo has the NFL Network as part of our base package, which then gives access to a lot of international games that most streaming services don't have in their basic packages.
And is this a partnership with ESPN as well, if I'm not mistaken?
Absolutely. So Fubo has a partnership with ESPN and Disney. And in fact, Fubo is actually 70% majority owned by Disney. But we also have agreements with Fox and with CBS and a whole host of other broadcasters and distributors. That is what allows us to get all their content. So one easy way to think about Fubo is that if you think about your traditional cable system that has a lot of sports, a lot of games, but can be a bit unwieldy sometimes, perhaps not the friendliest user interface, Fubo brings you everything that you love about cable, but in a form factor that's a streaming service.
Right. So even the DVR component, right, the digital video recorder, Yale, you're doing this in the cloud. So to the viewer, when you pause and rewind and fast forward through content, that's as if it was stored locally on a drive in your home, but it's actually on the Fubo end, right, over the internet in real time.
That's exactly it. There's no separate set-top box that you have to install.
Mm-hmm.
You have any smart TV or a device like a Roku or a Fire TV, you can get a Fubo app. And everything that you record in DVR is automatically saved to the cloud. It's an unlimited storage size, so you can pretty much, if you wanted to, go ahead and DVR everything on the service and watch it back whenever you want.
Yeah, super convenient. We are chatting with Yale Wang. He's EVP and head of marketing at Fubo. That's, of course, F-U-B-O. Does that stand for anything, by the way?
It doesn't stand for anything.
Is it an acronym or football? But
very quickly, Fubo started as a soccer-specific streaming service.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then we grew into what we are today.
So it sounds like football, like, yeah, kind of, if you say it fast. I don't know.
That's right.
Maybe I'm reading into it. And, of course, a big year for soccer as well. It sounds like you've got a lot of the other sports covered. Do you have any FIFA World Cup or any soccer league partnerships that any footy fans in the audience listening can take advantage of this year?
So starting with the World Cup, we are more and more excited about it every day. Fubo has full coverage of the World Cup through our partnership with Fox.
Okay.
And so a viewer who signs up for any of our Fubo packages will be able to watch the World Cup. We'll have every single game and match. And so absolutely excited about that, along with the World Cup, because we also carry CBS. That allows us to carry Champions League. We do also carry whatever else gets broadcasted throughout the rest of the coverage. For example, for fans of Bundesliga, we also have ESPN Unlimited as part of Fubo, and so they can watch Bundesliga as well.
Wow, yeah, I'm really glad I asked you about that, Yale. It's almost like burying the lead. I would have asked you about that sooner. It sounds like very comprehensive World Cup coverage and other soccer games and leagues, as you mentioned. ESPN, which is also ABC as well, and CBS and Fox. So as you mentioned, Yale, Fubo has been around for a couple of years. What would you say is new and, to you, most exciting about the platform for this year?
Yeah, so Fubo's been around for quite a few years. We've always made our mark in terms of sports, to your point. And I'll be remiss if I didn't mention that. One of the things that Fubo really prioritizes is our coverage of local sports. A lot of our competitors don't carry the local regional sports network. And so what that is that, for example, in New York where I am right now, Fubo will carry on its base package, MSG, as well as the Yankees. MSG will carry the Knicks, the Rangers, and the Yankees will also have on our service, whereas a lot of our competitors will not. But in terms of what's really new to Fubo, in terms of products, We were first to market with 4K HDR streaming. We have a multi-view, which allows users to watch up to four different live TV channels on their TV at the same time. And they'll just hover over one of the boxes, which then has the audio. And that also allows users to pick what channels they want, where some of our competitors have pre-programmed channels.
That's a sports lover's dream, the multi-view, having four boxes of all their favorite games simultaneously. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I can't live without that on the weekends when I'm trying to watch multiple different college football games, and same with the NFL. The last thing I'll just mention, Mark, is what I'm really excited about is one of our new packages called Fubo Sports and News. Why I'm excited about this package is because it goes back to our roots of trying to offer the most sports for the least amount of money. And so this package is only $55, but it still carries ABC and ESPN, Fox, CBS, and their news stations like Fox News. And so for a very low entry price, we're able to create a package for consumers. I think, in my opinion, creates a lot of value.
I'm going to ask you more about pricing when we wrap up in a minute, Yale. Thanks for that. But I wanted to ask you about the platforms. You mentioned earlier that if you don't have a smart TV, but you have a Roku stick or a Fire TV, you can also enjoy Fubo. But you also mentioned the app. And then finally, you already hinted at pricing, $55, for example, for this new package, the sports and news package. Like, what is the range of pricing and where can we learn more?
Sure. I think the best way to look at our packages and pricing is fubo.tv. That's FUBO.tv. And we always are running a promotion. And so right now, that $55 package, we promoted that down $10 down to $45.99. That'll, like I mentioned, give a viewer access to ABC, CBS, Fox, ESPN Unlimited. And then we also go up in pricing to include local sports teams, those local NBA, NHL, and MLB teams, which is great for the start of MLB season. That's right around the corner. Those prices go up to call about $75. And if somebody wants even more, we also have packages that can go up to about $85 that include even more channels.
So a lot of options, fubo.tv to learn more. Thank you so much, Yale. Great to chat with you. Thanks for being on the program. Enjoyed the talk. Thank you again. All the best.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Take care.
You are listening to Tech It Out. It's episode 438 on the Radio America Network. Thanks for tuning in. When we return on the program, we're going to catch up with LifeLock, the company that protects you from identity theft. And we're going to learn about scams targeting you around tax time and a huge data breach with another company. So stick with us. More Tech It Out coming right up after this. If you're on social media, give me a holler. Say hi. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Looking forward to chatting with you. But stick with us, LifeLock, when we return.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get apps. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Political upheaval courtesy of the midterms. How long for Trump's tax plan to come to fruition? And is there a solid case for ditching USPS? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Yeah, ironic as you highlighted.
Just proves that we're all vulnerable. You know, even a company like Aura, which has built its name upon digital security first kind of thing. But before we get to what happened with that massive breach, let's first bring everyone up to speed, please, about what LifeLock is all about and the solutions that you offer.
Yes, LifeLock, we are the leader in identity theft protection in the U.S. We've been around for over 2 decades. We monitor millions of data points to detect and alert people to possible identity threats. And our dedicated identity restoration specialists help people restore their identity and recover any losses if they become victim of identity theft. You know, whether it's through a breach or through some other means. LifeLock is part of a company called Gen. Gen is a global company that's powering digital freedom through a family of trusted consumer brands that many of your listeners probably know. Norton, Avast, MoneyLion, and others.
Yeah, awesome. Huge brands without question. And I'm thrilled at a partnership that I've got with Gen, including Norton. Thank you for joining us on behalf of LifeLock today. And now let's hear about this data breach. The latest data breach that we at least know about, because I'm sure they happen all the time, whether they're public or not. Tell us what happened here.
The breach involved about 900,000 records. So it stemmed from a targeted voice phishing attack on an employee. And all that means when I say phishing attack is that it means that it was a personalized attack on the employee using some sort of information that was in the public domain to fool the employee into providing access or credentials into the network. Most of the data that was exposed was contact information, but there's still threats of that we can talk about. And most important, it's a reminder that it used to be that I imagine, at least in my head, and I imagine a lot of your listeners also have this, that the people that are hacking or are responsible for these breaches are trying to break into enterprise cybersecurity systems. You know, they're, you know, in a hoodie in a basement. But the reality is more and more that this is happening because of scams towards the people, targeting the people. You don't have to hack the system. It's much easier to get around the individual, the human, than the technology.
That's a good point. I've often read that we are the weakest link in vulnerabilities. I think it's called social engineering, when people may be duped into, you know, in this case, a deep fake call that sounded like presumably somebody of authority at Aura. Maybe you've got more information there, but regardless, somebody was tricked. So you mentioned it was mostly names and email addresses, and you hinted that may not be okay, like, because some of my listeners may shrug and say, oh, what do I care if the email address? I'll just block them. So why is this bad if it's not your credit card information?
Yeah, 100%. I think this is the core question. People get immune to this because, as you talked about earlier, there have been so many breaches. This is just the latest in thousands of breaches. The Identity Theft Resource Center reported last year there are over 3,000 breaches. And every year there have been, that has been going up and up. So people become numb to the news and say, oh, you know, another breach, my information is already out there. But that's not the right way to think about this, because no matter what information, even if it's not your social or your credit card, the more information that's out there, the more that criminals can use it to create a profile about you. They can use your name and your email to look up other information, to connect it to other information that might be out on the dark web, might be out in the public internet, in data brokers, and create a personalized targeted profile. They can find out who you are on social media, get your photos, get your voice. And the more of that they have, the more they can target you, your family with credible scams. They can try to go after you for identity theft. AI makes this much easier to do at scale, to take a little bit of information and to intelligently piece it together and get a really compelling profile. And the more that they have, the more legitimate it is, the easier it is for your listeners to fall victim. The more personalized it is, they take advantage of when you're not paying attention, and that's when they strike.
Thanks for that, Ian. A great point. More with Ian from LifeLock when we return, including fighting back against tax-related scams that you may see in your inbox. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the works of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Ian Bednowitz, General Manager of LifeLock, a leading identity theft protection service that monitors for the unauthorized use of your personal info. And in the event that there is a problem, they provide alerts, restoration services, and insurance coverage if your identity is stolen. We're chatting about a massive data breach by Aura, an incident caused by a targeted voice phishing or vishing attack on a single employee, which allowed an unauthorized third party to access an internal account for about an hour. Again, the breach in total was about 900,000 records. So if somebody's listening right now, maybe they were already contacted by Aura to say their name was on a list. What could they do at this point? Or even if they're not sure, maybe they are an Aura customer and they're not sure if their information was breached.
Well, the first, it's just important to stay alert. And you said they might have been contacted by Aura. or a will, legally most likely contact them with a letter informing them of the breach, not reaching out to them. But scammers know that Aura has been breached, and they often take advantage of breaches to try to impersonate the breach.
And it goes on and on. Yeah, that's a great point.
They need to watch for unexpected messages that are referencing Aura, that are from Aura, that are talking about the breach, that ask for urgent action. Your information was just exposed. Click on this link, you know, to download this software or give us this information. That is a no-no. Do not click on any links. If you see anything from Aura, go to the company's website, contact the company on numbers that you know. This is hygiene for anything, unfortunately, these days. In addition to that, you want to update your passwords, enable multi-factor authentication across key accounts, but mostly you really need to be careful of all messages that you get and be increasingly vigilant around that. And then it's also always a great idea, just as hygiene, to have your credit frozen. This or anything else, unless you are actively in the market for a financial product, taking out a loan or a credit card, just having your credit frozen means that no one else can use it to take out loans or credit cards or any type of financial product in your name.
This is all great advice. And just to remind everyone, MFA or multi-factor authentication is when you often get a second code sent to your mobile phone that you also need to type in along with your password in order to prove it's you. So MFA or multi-factor authentication combines something you know, which is your password, with something you have, which is your phone. Increasingly, there are authenticator apps, not just a text message. There's different ways to get a secondary code. You also helped us, Ian, in explaining what we can do, even if we were not a customer of Aura's or a victim of this data breach. Having great passwords, making sure of multi-factor authentication, freezing your credit report unless you need access to it. But before I let you go, I'd love to just pick your brain for a moment. It is tax time. Is there anything else that we should be aware of? Maybe other scams that are tied to people who are thinking about their finances this time of year?
Yeah, this is a great call out, Mark. People should be especially cautious during tax season. This is a popular time for scammers to impersonate the IRS or tax services. So you should be, in addition to being vigilant about messages from Aura, you should be vigilant about messages from anyone claiming to be the IRS. So if the IRS were to contact you, they're very old school. They use the U.S. Postal Service paper mail. So if you see anything from the IRS through any other channel, that is not the IRS. That should immediately raise red flags in your mind. Any tax service that's reaching out with a promotion last minute, get your taxes in, be very aware of that. So be vigilant across all your channels, especially when it comes to things that are related to taxes, social media as well. No one will contact you legitimately across your phone, email, text, social media, asking for personal information, trying to get you to sign up for tax preparation services or anything related to the IRS. We're already close to the deadline, but the earlier you can file, the better, because if you file first, a scammer can't file in your name. That's the best way to beat them and ensure that you don't fall victim to tax identity theft, because it can be a big issue and very expensive. Victims can wait up to 2 years for resolution, and identity theft victims for tax identity theft lost an average of about $7,600. So that can take a real chunk out of someone's income, especially during these times of rising prices.
Great point all around and really good advice, Ian. Thank you so much. Is there a website where we can direct our listeners to learn more about LifeLock?
Absolutely. You can learn by visiting lifelock.norton.com. We have all information about our products, how we monitor different levels of plan based on the complexity of your financial life to provide you the best protection for you in these times of uncertainty against identity theft and financial loss.
All right, lifelock.norton.com. Again, it is part of the same family as Norton under the GEM umbrella. Really cool. Thank you so much again, Ian. Really appreciate your time and expertise. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure to be on.
And as I mentioned, Norton is also part of the same family as LifeLock under the GEN umbrella. And for full transparency, they are a huge partner of mine on Tech It Out. So I always like to be open and transparent with listeners. Another extraordinary partner that also aims to produce, by the way, is Visa, a company that has invested billions, like double-digit billions of dollars over the last decade to fight fraud, because obviously you're likely to use your credit card when you're shopping online. So they are trying to protect you, trying to protect merchants like the stores themselves, as well as their partners like banks and themselves from fraud. And so they're doing their best with technologies like tokenization and multi-factor authentication. They work with banks to notify you if there's an unusually large purchase or if a purchase was made outside of where you are physically or geographically. They flag those kinds of things and a lot more. So head on over to visa.com/security to check out their efforts when it comes to protecting you. Again, that's visa.com/security. All right, on to our next topic. A new social media app just dropped. It's called Tribella, aimed at providing a safer, healthier, and less addictive alternative to traditional platforms, especially for younger users. To tell us all about Tribella, we're joined by its founder and CEO, Natalie Bull. Welcome to the show, Natalie. Good to talk to you.
Hi, yeah, good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Before we talk about your solution, let's chat about the problem, if I can use that word, with social media platforms today.
Yeah, well, you cannot go on the radio or TV without hearing at least one problem that is associated with social media. I think the biggest problem that I was seeing is addiction, especially among youth, addicted to social media, just feeling that they're passively scrolling or doom scrolling content, often for hours. The second thing that we're really noticing is the access to harmful content. So content that maybe shouldn't be viewed by younger users, and they're watching content that is sometimes quite extreme.
More with Tribella when we return. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the heraldic eagle, never to be struck again. Guarantee. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting about Tribella, a new spin on social media that aims to be a non-addictive platform. If you've been following the news, you know that Google and Meta are in court, not doing so great, with problems associated with those social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Natalie Bowl is on the line. She's founder and CEO of Tribella. Before the break, Natalie, you were telling us about some of the issues with social media today, inappropriate content, and yes, an algorithm that makes these platforms very addictive.
No surprise then that some countries like Australia have put a ban on social media for younger users, and I applaud that, in fact. Until then, whether that happens throughout the rest of the world or not, I mean, let's assume it's not going to happen. You do have a solution for a healthier social media platform. It's called Tribella. Can you talk to us about it at a high level?
Yeah. So really, I wanted to reimagine what social media could be like, a little bit old school, back to the early days of social media. So Tribella primarily has three main differences between social media today. And the first one is really looking at that addiction, and we've created an algorithm, a recommendation system, where users really have full control over what they see. So that's based on their interests and their connections. And I really wanted to bring back that friendship of social media, so you can isolate your social media just to your friends. Mm-hmm. So you can see content just from your friends on a timeline, back like the old school days. And also you can choose based on your interest what you see in the feed, so you can really select down even based on the features. So we have multiple features on the platform, like voice notes, images, video, and you can decide, I just want to see text, I just want to see video. You can see a range of different formats of content, but you really can customize it very detailed. So that's kind of the first part of the platform. The second part is we do have an AI moderation that moderates content before it goes onto platform. And this is really to look out for that violent content I was speaking about, or sexually explicit content that we don't want to show up on the feed, giving users a more calmer space without this kind of negative content exposure. And then the other thing that we worked on was, how can we create a space where you can engage with your friends and with content, but not have these performance metrics? So we took out the like button and the public facing comments, and we replaced it with a hand snap that doesn't have any forward facing measurements. So it doesn't say, oh, 20 people snapped your post. You get a notification that somebody snapped your post, but it's just for you to see. There's no public facing count. And so that really took away the performance metrics. And we've taken out the infinite scroll. There is clear stopping points. And so if you're going to engage in content, then you're choosing to do that. It doesn't show up in the feed and automatically play like we're seeing today.
Yeah, so several differences between today's most popular social media platforms and Tribella, it seems. Mm-hmm. How many countries is it in now?
So Tribella is right now in 40 countries.
Oh, wow.
So we released across Europe. We're in North America, UK, Canada. Our primary users are in Canada and the UK and the US.
Great. Before we dive deeper into the features that you've outlined, I want to unpack a couple of those. How did Tribella come about? Did you have like an epiphany with you or maybe a family members who were on social media and you were just unhappy with how these platforms have evolved?
Yes. So my background is in film and television. So I worked a lot with media. And as you see, social media is very prominent media now today. Mm-hmm. I was working in social media more from the marketing perspective. and I loved the power of social media to connect with audiences and to really get really quick feedback on what you were working on. And at the same time that I was working in social media, my daughter got her first cell phone, and she experienced a very different social media than I was experiencing. At the time, she was being bullied at school, and the bullying went on to social media. And I have to say, I never in my wildest dreams imagined the types of content and things that people could say, mostly anonymously on social media. Mm-hmm. It was just so eye-opening, and you couldn't get it to stop. And the ability to make fake profiles and anonymous, and it was just absolutely unbelievable to watch. And then the other thing was, at that time, which I learned much later, was the self-harming content that was fed at that time. And so that combination was quite powerful for a young person to experience. And so naturally, at that time, my reaction was, we're going off grid.
Yep.
We're getting rid of our phones. We're deleting all our social media. Like, that's it. We do not need this in our lives. So that's what we did initially. We just completely went offline. For my daughter, that was very isolating. She felt punished because all her peers were online, and she was missing out on the social aspect of the peers on social media and the access to be able to watch content on social media. And for myself, I lost, you know, 15 years of contacts that you meet, acquaintances, friends, you know, missing out on all of these life events from people that I normally would have kept in contact with, and relatives. And that's really when I started to come back to social media. Unfortunately, had a lot of parents reach out to me with stories similar to my daughter.
Yeah.
And it was still happening. And I thought, how is this still happening so many years later? I thought they would have figured it out. Unfortunately, I've met a lot of parents whose children are no longer with us. And at that point, I was like, okay, there's got to be a way that these platforms can be safer.
And with that, more on Tribella when we return on Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
KCNR has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing to give you a chance to win tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. The drawing is at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 10th. For your chance to qualify, all you have to do is listen for this.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw.
Then call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify to win two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. The drawing is at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 10th, courtesy of Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
We looked at a few things. One, like I mentioned before, the content and exposure to harmful content. With that, we looked at, okay, how can we make sure that the content is not just waiting to be flagged as harmful? Let's be really proactive and make sure that it just doesn't go on the platform at all. And so we created our own AI moderation, and we have human review as well, but the AI moderation checks for content against harms. Particularly, we trained it against social media harms. So we're looking for harmful speech, like I said, violence, sexual explicit content, making sure that it just doesn't end up on the feed. And what we've done, which is different than other platforms, is we said, okay, let's look at who's going to be the audience of this content. And it's very hard to really age gate content. So we have made Tribella, in our mind, as a general audience. So we've set those standards as if the youngest user is watching this content, and instead of age gating. Mm-hmm. So that was one of our safety by design. The other is, right now, one of the biggest issues with social media for young people is also access to predators and sexual exploitation. And so with that, we do have, for under 16, that it's private. So they can't have people find them in the public search, that their content is not public, that they can look at the public feed, but that their content in itself is not public. We also have really clear ways for you to either just share with yourself or with your friends, which is kind of a unique feature. And we really wanted to stop the access to predators being able to just search a platform and find young users to connect with. Yeah. So that was another part of it. And in the UK and Australia, we have a partnership with a company called KID, which looks at age assurance. And we're testing it out there, and we'll roll it out in other countries after this. But it uses biometric data to see the age of a user coming on. And even though we believe we don't have harmful content on the platform, it is more to say, should this user be private? And if they're under 16, then they will be private on Tribella.
This all sounds great, Natalie. It must be a challenge to try to introduce a new social media platform when there are so many already, and some with hundreds of millions of users. But also, if I may, I also understand Tribella is a subscription-based service. That must be tough to go up against free social media platforms. And I say free with the little caveat that nothing's free. They're using your data, or they're advertising to you.
Yes. So it has been with its challenges. And so the subscription model really goes back to that idea of addiction. When we're looking at why the platforms have gotten to where they are, it all comes down to the monetization and how they make money on the platforms. And it's very much entangled with the harms that we're seeing. So it's directly correlated with their ad revenue and eyeballs as long as possible on that feed. And the only way that I believed that we could remove that part of social media was to create a subscription model.
That in mind, how do we get going? Do you recommend downloading an app? Is it for both iOS and Android, or going to a website first?
Yes, so you can go to Tribella Social on the App Store. We're only iOS at the moment, but Android's coming very soon.
All right, Tribella Social, two words, to look it up at the Apple App Store for iPhone. Natalie, great chatting with you. I wish you the best of luck with this new platform. No doubt it's needed, and I hope it does really well for you. Thanks so much, Natalie.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, a very timely interview, given what's happened with Google and Meta this past week, especially Meta, with this decision in the court. So we'll see how Tribella does, and all the pricing and all that is at the app and the website. So thanks for tuning in to Tech It Out. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Visa and Norton, the title sponsors on this program, as well as SanDisk. March 31st, World Backup Day. So a great reminder to back up your important files on a regular basis with reliable, durable storage like what SanDisk offers, SanDisk.com. And don't forget, there's no cloud fee that you need to pay every month when it's your own offline storage. Have a fantastic rest of your day, everyone. And I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.